gospel soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
I could talk about being accepted, feeling like you don't fit in, and not because you just don't fit in, but because people are not receiving you. People are not, you know, extending that open door for you to be a part of things. I know that it can be difficult. So we're going to talk about that on the show today. Amen. And going to be letting you know what's going on in Houston's weather. I've been watching some videos now, and I want to apologize because I have been kind of out of the loop of things, you know, a little bit more than usual, okay? So I just want to apologize in advance. I don't know a lot of what's going on in the world. Now, I've been seeing a video of a storm in Dubai, and I'm not sure if that's really happening, so I'm not going to speak on that tonight. On another broadcast, I may speak on it because I may have more information. So I'm definitely going to speak on that. If this is happening, what I do want to do is pray about tonight. I'm going to go ahead and do it because sometimes I'll say I'm going to pray about it later, and then I get into the Word and I forget all about it. So let's pray right now. That's how I feel in my spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this storm is real, Father God, which I'm going to fact check and find out. But just in case, I want to say a prayer for those who are dealing with the tragedy that's happening, the natural, what we call a natural disaster. Just praying that you have your way, Father God, touch, find those that are displaced. Some people may have lost their lives. So, Father God, I need you to touch right now. Or either it was just a video of storms in Dubai. I'm not sure, but I know anyone impacted by what I saw needs you, needs prayer, needs you, needs your power, needs resources. And I just believe, Father God, that you will show up. You will show up for them. And we just thank you for it right now. Your son Jesus' name. So, like I said, I didn't know much about what was going on because I've kind of been a little out of pocket, which I don't mind being out of pocket. It's just, you know, when God tells you, you know, to pray about something, you got to pray about it. You know, you got to make it a priority. Praise God. I definitely didn't want to get started and not talk about it. Okay. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You are listening into My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Pastor Jay, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. I want to welcome you, praise God, because let me tell you something. Like I said on our topic today about being accepted, praise God, I want you to know, amen, that I accept you. Praise God. I accept you because we all need Jesus. We all need him to bless. We all need him, praise God, in every area of our lives. We all do. Amen. We spend more time separating and dividing than we do, praise God, adding. And God wants us to add to the kingdom, praise God. We do so much. This person ain't God, that person ain't, this person ain't called by God. This, we do so much fighting in the church, praise God, that it's hard to have unity, praise God. You got folks who want to tell you what you qualify for, what you don't qualify for, what you qualify to be, what you don't qualify to be. And it's wreaking, we want to say that it's the devil, but a lot of division, discord, and everything that's happening in the church is because of us. Praise God. Somebody wants to be the better person. Somebody wants to be the main. Somebody wants to be the most powerful. Somebody wants to have a name bigger than the other person's name. Listen, when we all stand before God, none of that's going to matter. Amen. None of it's going to matter. What's going to matter is, praise God, your relationship with God. Amen. Do you trust him? Praise God. Did you trust him? Did you repent? Did you live a life of pleasing in his sight? And if you fail, get up with the right mindset to not do it again? And don't get me wrong. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says the first fall of 7 times 70, praise God, each time you forgive, each time, amen, that person, you get up. I'm going to talk to that person that's getting up. You feel like you have done so wrong that you cannot be a part of what God is doing. Listen, get that out your head, praise God. God wants you to return back to him. He's married to the backslider, amen. Hallelujah. I'm pulling up our weather because we'll get into the weather in just a few minutes. I believe that it's going to be a little rain. Amen. It's going to come at us. Praise God. So I definitely want to let you know what's going on with that. Amen. So you may see me look to the side and all that kind of stuff. It's just me getting my information ready. Praise God, so I can share what's going on. Also, please tell someone to call in tonight. Amen. We look forward to hearing, praise God, hearing from you, praise God, what you would like to say, share, praise God. You call in at 347-826-9424. It's at the top of the screen. Amen and amen. So let's look at what our weather is saying. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. All right. So, all right. So for our weather, just for a second. So in our weather today, tonight is going to be partly cloudy with a chance of rain. I have to cut that off. With a chance of rain, precipitation at 40%. High temperature around 85, and the dew point will be around 72, with an average humidity of 80%. Winds will be 3 miles per hour from the east. And for tonight, amen, later on tonight, there will be lows in the north, 70 southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour, and the chance of rain, again, is at 20%. For Saturday, all right, patchy fog in the morning, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s, east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 50%. And for Saturday night, showers with a chance of thunderstorms, cooler with lows in the upper 50s. East winds around 10 miles per hour, becoming northeast after midnight. The chance of rain, 90%. So it's going to rain Saturday night, okay? And 50% chance Saturday morning during the daytime, okay? Yeah, I don't have my lights on in here, so that's one thing I have to keep in mind is the lighting. All right, praise God. Now, Sunday is going to be mostly cloudy, much cooler, less humidity with highs in the upper 60s, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And then partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, okay? All right, and that is your weather. Praise God. I would like to pray. Amen. I would like for God to do some marvelous things. I know we pray to, we open with a prayer, but I want to pray over Houston. I want to pray over those that are dealing with cancer, those that are in the emergency rooms, those that are in the ICUs. My prayer is just as simple as this. Heal, Father God. Assess every issue that person is having, Father God. And Lord, we know that you will show up. But Lord, meet the needs, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I humble myself under your mighty hand as I make this request. Lord, meet the need. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Praise God. All right. Getting to the topic for tonight, accepting others. Matthew 10 and 40. It says, Jesus said, he who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Amen. So he's saying those that receive you, praise God, just plain as it says. They are of God. They are showing the love of God. Amen. And they have a divine connection to God. See, why are we talking about acceptance? Because acceptance is not easy for a lot of people. A lot of people don't want to accept a person that don't look like them, don't smell like them, not in the same so-called class as them. So they have a hard time accepting people. They have a hard time, amen, allowing people into these so-called circles. Amen. But right here he specifically says those that receive you, praise God, amen. He says, he who receives me is he who receives me, and he that receives me is one, praise God, receive the one who sent me. In other words, praise God, amen. Even in that divine trinity, divine connection, as far as he's letting you know, hey, you receive them, you receive me. You receive them, not only did you receive me, you receive my Father. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. You receive divine connection. Because, see, when we step out of our flesh and begin to operate, amen, in a godly manner like God has ordained for us to, then we will see the salvation of the Lord. You have to learn. Sometimes it's not, people give their lives to Christ. Sometimes it's not in a person to receive people if they were in the world, praise God, and that's the way that they were. But when they come to know Jesus Christ, God begins to break, amen, chains off their lives and takes off that stony heart and gives them a heart of flesh, praise God. It's a practice, amen, that they will have to go through, learning of him, praise God. Hallelujah. Changing their ways, praise God. A lot of people think that God is going to change you. Amen. But really, it's your effort. It's the effort you make, praise God, to turn from your way, amen, and follow him. Come on, amen. Because you can say all day long, what would Jesus do? And I'm going to do how I'm going to treat people like God told me to treat people. But until it's in you, come on, glory to God, until it's in you, hallelujah. And now you say, okay, well, how does this? That's through the word of God. That's practice. That's through, amen, watching others that are in the word. And please get you a good example, because this is not so good example there. Please get you a good example. But it's just that major, praise God. You have to make sure that you are associated or hooked up with people who love God what's your goal? Let's stop for a minute. What's your goal? Come on. Is to be Christ-like? Well, what is Christ-like? Come on, hallelujah. I mean, I know we are. I'm a Christian. I want to be a good Christian. But what is being a good Christian? What is being Christ-like? Praise God. What will break down the flesh, praise God, and help you surrender to the spirit? So when you encounter people, all you see is a soul. Come on. All you see, praise God, is somebody in need. See, he has to break chains off of our own mindset. And see, because some of us are so immersed in our go-through and our woe is me. And we're caught up in our own stuff to where we cannot be used by God. That's why it's important we get in the word. Allow the word of God to break the chains off our life. Allow the word of God to bring us out of a bondage mindset. Allow, amen, the word of God, amen, our service to God, amen, to change our very life, praise God. Hallelujah. It's not just enough to get up and confess Jesus Christ. Amen. It says confess your mouth and believe in your heart. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to get in the word, praise God. Why is the word important? Why is it not just enough to say it out your mouth? The word, praise God, is him, my Lord. The word is him, praise God. Can't have salvation, praise God, without the word. Glory to God. Amen. And like I say, that's the glue, praise God, that's gonna hold you and him to and God and Jesus together, amen, which, like I say, opens up that door. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, y'all, this is my practice episode. I'm going to listen to it and then see how it goes. Thank you. Bye-bye.